Well, it is the first Sunday of the month, and so, as always, we welcome Tennessee Bob into the studio. Bobby, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to see you.
And you too. We're rattling through the states of the union.
You know, there's not many left.
Not many to go, are there?
We're in the U's, and there's only V's and W's left to go. So,
well, we look forward to the last couple. But anyway, we've got Utah today.
Utah today.
Before that, though, you always have a look at what's been going on back in your home country. Now, we better just ignore Donald Trump and think of other things, haven't we?
I tried to stay completely away. That there's his name is mentioned in every news report except mine. Mine is not going to have his name mentioned at all. We're going to start in South Carolina, where Brian Pickle and his brother Scott, both from Atlanta, Georgia, were hunting in a heavily wooded area when Brian saw what he thought was a small deer or coyote off in the distance. So he took a shot. Turned out to be his brother Scott, injured and wounded. His brother Scott, no, unclear whether or not charges were going to be pending.
I think you'll find that those sort of things get you a Darwin Award by and large, don't they?
You know, I think a lot of people, they feel they have the right to a gun, but I don't think quite as many people have the intelligence to own a gun.
That's coming from somebody who knows.
I was a gun enthusiast that thinks they need to be a lot more gun control.
Yeah, good
but
for
hey,
you.
We'll leave politics aside. But on to Bowling Green, Ohio. You know, there's also a Bowling Green, Kentucky. And in the South, everybody kind of wonders, well, you bowl in an alley, you don't bowl on a green. And then I came over here and I understood why they were called that. See?
Yeah.
But police officers pulled over a speeding SUV, which was also driving recklessly. And upon inspection, officers noticed a pile of presents in the back of the SUV, all wrapped up for Christmas, bows and wrapping. But there was also a strange smell coming from them. So canine units were called in, and all 10 packages contained various illegal substances of many varieties, worth $330,000 on the street. So charges are pending on that one.
I think they'll probably have some time to reflect on their misdemeanors there.
But I tell you, this is one of the best feel-good Thanksgiving stories I've come across. Just a couple weeks ago, obviously, Thanksgiving was not long ago in America. And most Thanksgivings can be pretty hectic times for anyone. But for Rhonda Disconsanza, easy for me to say, it was one for the record book. She started her morning at 5 a.m., put some rolls in the oven for them to rise. While they were getting ready, she went to her local fitness club, the YMCA, and she participated in their annual Thanksgiving Day triathlon.
Okay.
Now, reaching the finish line, she tripped, broke some of her fingers, and so she worked at the local hospital, so she went into the ER. She was a midwife at the local hospital. She went in the ER, have them look at her fingers. Well, while she was there, a woman came in an emergency state of pregnancy. Well, she kind of dropped everything and single-handedly delivered this baby right there because emergency room staff were en route. She then went home and cooked Thanksgiving dinner for 16 people.
And the bread rolls had just risen, no
And
doubt.
The bread rolls had just kind of come out. No, it was She was
a lovely story.
Yeah, finished it off with 16 people, and I think she took Black Friday off.
I think she went shopping or nothing. I think that's fair.
Took Black Friday off.
Now, we always ask you to come up with three laws that pertain to the state that we've reached alphabetically, and we've reached Utah. Where is that geographically?
Out west, it's kind of right smack in the middle of west, but east of California. You got California, Nevada, Arizona. It's right around in that kind of area.
And the place that people would know in Utah, I suppose.
Salt Lake City. There's a high Mormon population there, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and in fact, I think it's the most Mormons in America.
It's where the Osmond Brothers come from.
We got a couple of them. One is my favorite law, I think, that I've come across.
We've had a few.
Not because of the weirdness of it. I don't think it's the strangest. It's just the one that I would find no problem adhering to. But we'll get that in a second. But birds have the right of way on all highways.
Birds. Okay, do they know that?
I'm not. Now, if you're driving a truck full of chickens, does that mean it's illegal to fish from horseback.
It's a very good trick if you can pull it off.
That would be interesting. Yeah. That would be. But my fan, and like I said, I would have absolutely no problem adhering to. I would be the spokesperson for this. It is illegal not to drink milk.
I think we need to drink milk. I think we need to ponder on that. Well, now we always like to play a record with either a title that relates to the state or by an artist from the state, and we've come up with
Imagine Dragons.